First of all, Peter, thanks for talking to me today. Can you tell me a bit about your piece, A Casual Analysis of Prose Rhythms, which will be performed at Free State on November 27th by the Crash Ensemble?
Well, the piece is for a solo speaking voice, and soon after I'd written it, I'd added a claves part to help bring out the rhythmic aspect of it. And so the piece just describes the music it's making as it's making it.
Okay.
So the idea behind it was to kind of take matters into my own hand, as it were. It was actually my first public performance, and I gave the performance myself actually at a poetry night in Brogan's Pub on Dame Street. So the idea of just putting something that could be done in spoken word gave me control over my own performances for a start.
Great. And who will be performing then this piece? Will it be yourself again?
Oh no, in the Crash gig it's going to be Natasha performing. This is actually going to be the first time I've heard someone other than me do it. So I'm really looking forward to hearing how that comes out and what new interpretations and new insights I can gain from that.
And the female voice as well, I suppose, is a totally other different aspect to it as well. Can I just ask, is one of your earlier works, because it was written in 2004, it must be great to see it being selected again a couple of years on.
Yeah, to get exactly the right syllables, to produce exactly the right rhythm, I really spent a couple of years working on the piece and fine-tuning it, and I've continued to do that over the years through the performances. So it continually kind of gains new lights and new insights, so it'll be great to hear Natasha take that on now.
Yeah, great. And it's quite a high profile gig by the Crash Ensemble, but this is a yearly event now. This is third year running. What do you think you could benefit as a young composer having your work performed by such an international ensemble?
Well, I mean, as I say, these concerts are high profile, and they're just such a boon to the Irish new music scene to have two full days of music back to back and one of them devoted entirely to new Irish stuff. In fact, I had already booked a flight home from York to Dublin long before I even heard of the call for scores, before I even knew this piece could have been selected. I was already on my way home to see the Crash for the 2 days, because it's not something you want to miss. So a concert with that much, that carries that much weight, it's fantastic to be a part of it, and great to get involved with the Crash.
Great. You're very, very busy as a composer at the moment. I know you're working with the Contemporary Music Centre on an education project. You also have multiple performances coming up, one with the Ensemble ICC. Can you tell me a bit about that tour?
Well, the Ensemble ICC are doing two concerts every couple of months, performing pieces by every composer in the collective. And our next tour is going to be in Galway on the 4th of December and Dublin on the 5th. That one's in the Unitarian Church on Stephen's Green. And this is a piece that I've actually just written over this past summer. And I've been experimenting with simultaneously different tempi. So I divide the ensemble into two sections, and they're playing at different speeds. So the harmony is constantly adjusting. And it's kind of an approach to having two voices really playing off each other. So I'm very excited to hear that one come out as well.
What other projects have you got coming up soon? I know on your website you've got quite a number listed.
Yes, the Ergodos company are organising some concerts with Trio Scordatura, and they've asked a number of composers to write pieces for that, including myself, Dunica, and Judith Ring, and Linda Buckley, there's a few of us. And the I believe the first concert could be in Amsterdam on the 16th of December, and there'll hopefully be a few more around that time as well. So that's, again, that's another piece that I just wrote earlier this summer. So it's I'm really writing down to the last minute. And then in the new year, there'll be new pieces. I'll actually be writing something for Coma, which is odd that it's the first time I'm writing for them after being the music director in Yorkshire for this past year or more. And then I'm actually starting up my own ensemble as well, the Jorvik Ensemble, and we should hopefully be coming to Dublin next summer. We're going to launch ourselves in York in the Spring Festival next May, and there'll be new works and new premieres coming next year as well.
Wow, that's great! It's great to have, you know, an Irish composer ensemble abroad as well. As it's, I mean, there's people like Ed Bennett and stuff like that doing it, but it's great to see it in York as well. So yeah, we look forward to seeing you. That's the 27th of November in the Crash Free State Concert, and of course we'll also be catching up with the Ensemble ICC gig and other things soon. So thanks very much for talking to me today, Peter.
Thanks, William.
Okay, thanks very much.
All the best.
Bye.